podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy, what's your story?
Well, I got a quick story about some friends of mine and a baby and the baby's name. My buddy's name is Byron, and he's been married to his lovely wife, Sarah, for a couple of years. Side note, it was great when they got married. We called it the BS wedding, Byron and Sarah. It was a pretty quick engagement for them. They only dated about 6 months or so, and then he was one of those that popped the question quick.
Right, unlike Alan Rickman.
Yeah, and then they immediately started swapping fluids and fired up the baby cannon and shot out a baby, and the little baby was a girl, okay? And Byron was insistent that they name the baby Rachel. It has to be Rachel. Rachel, Rachel, Rachel. It has to be Rachel. So Sarah's like, okay, settle down. We'll name it Rachel. So they named the baby Rachel. Well, fast forward a few months, and they had some friends over that they usually don't hang out with. They don't see too often. And one of Byron's friends started talking about this woman in his past. Her name was Rachel. Apparently, they dated for a few years.
Oh, years.
It was the love of Byron's life.
That didn't work out.
That didn't work out. She broke up with him, basically broke his heart. You know, he was thinking, she's the one. I'm so in love with her. She broke up, broke his heart. Ding, little light bulb moment for Sarah, his now wife. Holy cow, our baby's name is Rachel. Your ex-girlfriend's name? What the what?
I was going to say, Rachel's kind of like, there's not a lot of baby Rachels in this day and age. You know, it's just a little older of a popular name. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, Sarah's not happy about this because she kind of put two and two together. Why he was so insistent that the baby's name is Rachel.
Well, what can she do about it?
Well, how old's the little baby now?
Just 6 months old. So she wants to change the baby's name.
Oh, man.
6 months in. She's like, this is it. We're going down. We've got to file whatever paperwork necessary.
Holy.
Rachel will no longer be Rachel. And Byron's like, whoa.
But she didn't throw Byron out.
She didn't throw him out. I mean, they're still married and they have a kid. I mean, she's not going to just storm out. It's not like he cheated on her or something, but he kind of, you know, it was such a quick engagement that they didn't really have a backstory for each other,
right.
You know, previous partners, blah, blah, blah.
In a way, is this almost like emotional cheating? Of a sort that you name your baby after the love
of
your life?
He's keeping Rachel around for a reason.
Well, his argument, he's like, no, it's just an homage to my youth. It reminds me of my youth and growing up and friends.
Homage to my youth.
Men don't use the word homage.
He did. He's pretty smart. She's like, no,
apparently
every time I look at this dang baby now, I'm going to be thinking about you with another woman and the love of your life that you're no longer with.
Wow.
You know, isn't that crazy?
The baby's only 6 months. It's not like it knows its name. It's not like a dog, you know? It's not like if you say, hey, Rachel, like the little baby will crawl
over. Yeah, but you've sent out announcements and you have things engraved.
but my thought is, okay, so I can see Sarah's side of this, that she wants to, you know, dump the name Rachel.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about it is, how do you explain that to everybody in your circle?
Correct.
Because the only way you can tell aunts and uncles and friends and coworkers and stuff like that, you have to tell the story. And can you see Sarah going into the office and everyone says, how's little Rachel? And she goes, she's no longer Rachel.
Don't call her that.
Yeah, she's now Stephanie. And you say, why? Here's Sabrina. Good morning, Sabrina.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're all swell. Now, so Byron and Sarah have this little girl named Rachel. Sarah wants to change the baby's name because it's named after Byron's old girlfriend. So what would you do?
This is kind of a sticky situation because obviously we can all have a little history on this subject. I don't think that at this point you should change the name because it wasn't that big of a deal. The connotation between the ex-girlfriend and the baby. At this point, what I'm seeing is he took all of his love and all of his emotions from his first relationship and put it into his newborn child. That's the one that's not getting away.
That's the one that
he gets to raise. And I mean,
how do you arrive at that conclusion?
Sounds to me like
he's obsessing over his old girlfriend.
I mean, he could be, but I think...
I know the guy, he is. I know him, he is.
All right, well, you say keep the... Don't change the baby's name. We've got your vote. Thank you, Sabrina.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
You guys have a great one.
You too. Well, thanks for noticing. You have a great weekend. Here is Christina. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you think? Keep it or change it?
I think change it.
I think that that is so wildly disrespectful to his wife and to their relationship and to their new family. It blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind that he would do that.
It's just part of his youth. He still loves his current wife very much.
He sleeps with everybody in his youth.
His
you know?
Current wife.
Yes.
Old what's her name?
I like the way Christine say it's not only disrespectful, it's wildly disrespectful.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Crazy.
Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Have a fun day. And here comes Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
So what are we doing?
Well, I actually have experience with this. I just finished this whole name change process from like 4 months old to 2 years old. I just finished. And I think she should know. Kind of, it's a pain, and it costs money. So,
well, wait a minute. Why did you change your baby's name?
Well, we kind of just disagreed on it, and I ended up giving in at the hospital, and then later on, just decided I couldn't live with it.
Is it okay if I ask what the name was and what you changed it to?
I guess. Yeah, it was Eagle was the name.
Yeah,
Eagle,
like
Eagle,
the bird.
Yeah, and it was just a little out there for me.
Okay.
I thought I'd be okay with it, and then I just couldn't really deal with it.
Did you change it to llama or something?
Pterodactyl. What'd you change to?
We changed it to Liam.
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 So it's a boy.
Eagle
yeah,
to
like
Liam.
Eagle
yeah.
sound. Yeah, it sounds like a male stripper.
I think you did the right thing,
yeah.
Lauren.
We're on board.
I know, but I did it.
How do you talk you into eagle?
No kidding. You must have been doped up still from the birth, huh?
Well, you're hormonal, and you're, it's tough.
Yeah.
But it costs like over $300 and probably 12 hours of my life. So
I know, but $300 when you figure like
over
the next
a lifetime.
75 right. years or something?
Yeah.
Over a divorce? Yeah. How much does a divorce cost?
Yeah. So wait a minute. So how are you voting? Are you voting to change the name or not?
You know, in her case, I would change it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Good enough.
But I just wanted her to know what it would be like.
Thank
there
you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
I feel Eagle. If there's anybody listening right now named Eagle, we are not in any way disrespectful
of
your
name.
No.
It works for you.
Yes.
I could see them
just
like
not for Liam.
Picking up fish with their feet or something. And
and if you know if he loses his hair, he becomes a
bald eagle. I bet as a baby that was cute.
It's very patriotic.
My little bald eagle.
I told you it was going to be a day like this. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think? Should they change the baby's name?
I think they should keep it, because if this story ever comes out when the child gets older and she finds out her name was changed and why, she's going to be devastated. Why don't they just start using the middle name or a nickname? I have a brother named Arthur Christopher. He goes by Chris.
Yeah, I know, but...
And then it's not such a big deal,
but what if she gets it?
Ever finds out...
Well, I know, but she's going to find out. She's going to find out the story anyway. So she's going to know that I was named after my dad's ex, somebody that my dad was sleeping with.
What if her middle name is after Grandma Bertha?
Oh, that could be even worse, but I still think I would keep it.
All right.
The less people you tell, the better off you are.
I'm glad you called. Right. You have a fun weekend, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now.
It could be their little secret.
You could change it and just play dumb. What? Rachel? Who's Rachel? She was never
I just
Rachel.
Want you guys to know the score is tied 2-2.
Uh-oh.
We said five calls says it all, so we saved Kimberly for last because you've got a story, Kimberly. That's what I'm told. What is your story?
So, good morning, guys. So when my mom was pregnant with me, my dad was, like, the biggest jerk. And so he cheated on her while she was pregnant with me. And then when I was born, he named me after that girl or that woman. So I am named after the mistress. My name is Kimberly, and I'm 40 years old now. And my dad, we just found out about this about 10 years ago. So my mom won't tell. Of course, she's not going to tell anybody, and it's just between, them. But...
Named after your father's mistress.
I am.
Have you ever, any chance you've ever met her or seen a picture or anything?
No, it was one of his flings.
A fling.
Oh, my goodness.
My goodness.
And you said, how old were you when you found out?
I'm 40 now, and I found out 10 years ago.
Oh, well. Mm. Yeah.
And I'm assuming your mom found out, too.
She did.
And how did she react to that, as if we didn't know?
She was upset, but, at this point she couldn't do anything, so, yeah.
All right, so now
it does take a lot of you have to put it in the paper and go to court, and it costs money, and so I think she's going to make a bigger deal out of it if you change the name than just leaving it and you know, I think just living with it.
So you're voting for keep it?
I vote for keep it. Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. That's quite a story. Thanks for being on our show today.
Well, thank you guys. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. We appreciate that. Wow. So I thought it would be 3-2 in favor of change it. Actually, the vote was 3-2 in favor of keep the name.
Just keep on trucking.
What about us?
I know. So that's the way that our listeners have voted. Emily?
I say you change it and perhaps change it to eagle.
Because that's available now.
Yeah.
Jeremy?
Just keep it. What's done is done.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, if you change it, you're still going to know the story and what it originally was. And yeah. Keep it.
Chris, I don't know if you heard enough of the story, but...
Yeah, I did, and I have a similar story.
Oh, please tell.
Well, people I know, and I was actually in the room with this couple when the wife found out that the husband got to choose the name and that he picked a name that was his ex-girlfriend's name.
You were there when she found out.
Yeah, I was there, yes. And? She was not happy. It was a horribly awkward situation. Yeah, she was angry. She was angry. But the name, it was never changed. It's still the kid's name. Keep it.
Okay.
Are they still married?
No.
Also, write that down, Tom. Write that down. Not married anymore.
How am I voting? How old is the baby? 6 months?
It's six-ish. Yeah, I'm bad at telling those things. Small still.
She's not driving yet.
No.
On one hand, I think just keep it. And then Sarah has a major chip that she can play at any point in her relationship, right?
Yeah, she does.
Sarah has an affair. Oh, but the baby is still named Rachel. So we're even, Steven. Cancel, cancel.
No, I wasn't thinking that. But I'm kind of leaning towards change it. I think, right. It's, you know, with a Christina called and said it was wildly disrespectful.
Yeah,
true.
Really, what a dog your friend Byron is for doing that. I mean, really,
typical.
That's a dog thing to do to your wife that you supposedly love.
He's a great guy, though. Yep. He's really genuinely a good guy.
Tell me about your first love, Lila, Jeremy.
Wait a second. Now, who was Lila? Didn't you mention her the other day?
Yeah, she was a hot cheerleader on a TV show I like. So. We don't need to get into that, though. Yeah, not necessary at all. Eagle. She named her kid Eagle.
Okay, I like that. Thank you, Emily. For Byron and Sarah, who are, I think, listening right now, the vote was got to keep the baby's name. So that will be, done. Henceforth, she shall be
Rachel.
Rachel, Byron's old love. Emily, he was adamant about Lila, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Adamant.
Yeah, and that is not the name that... Nicole wanted.
We got Mindbender coming up.
We sure do. Mindbender is coming up in just a few minutes, and you'll love it. It's a funny Mindbender about these funny things that kids do.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.